Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Build Your Future Proof Life, your daily dose of real talk about navigating this crazy thing called adulthood. Now, I know what you're thinking. Another podcast about work-life balance? Haven't we heard it all before? Trust me, I get it. But hear me out. This ain't your grandma's tips on how to unplug for 5 minutes before checking emails again. We're diving deep into the nitty-gritty of actually creating a work-life balance that feels good, not just something you half-heartedly try on Tuesdays. Because let's be real, life is a marathon, not a sprint, and we gotta pace ourselves if we want to reach that finish line feeling energized, not burnt out. Ever feel like your job is bleeding into every other aspect of your life? You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media on a Saturday night, and suddenly you're in a work email vortex? Yeah, I've been there. We live in a world where being always on is almost glorified. But let me tell you, that kind of pressure cooker mentality leads to stress, anxiety, and yeah, eventually, burnout. So, how do we break free from this cycle? How do we actually create a work-life balance that works for us? Here are 5 key takeaways that have seriously changed the game for me. First up, clarity is king. Before you can even think about balancing anything, you gotta know what's important to you outside of work. What brings you joy? What are your passions? Make a list. It doesn't have to be fancy, just jot down everything that gets you excited. This isn't just about hobbies. Think about relationships, personal growth, health goals, the whole shebang. Once you have this vision of what a fulfilling life looks like for you, it's easier to carve out time for those things. Second, boundaries are your best friend. I know, they can feel tough at first. But seriously, setting boundaries between work and personal life is essential. This means having dedicated, no work hours, turning off notifications outside of those hours, and saying no to extra projects or tasks that will bleed into your precious free time. Remember, you're not obligated to be available 24/7. Your mental and emotional well-being are worth protecting. Third, schedule it in. Think of your non-work commitments like important meetings. They deserve a spot on your calendar. Whether it's that pottery class you've been wanting to try, a weekly hike with friends, or even just an hour of dedicated relaxation time, block it out and treat it as sacred. This helps ensure that those things actually happen, instead of getting lost in the shuffle of daily tasks. Number 4, learn to delegate. You don't have to be a superhero doing everything yourself. If possible, delegate tasks at work and at home. Trust me, it can be liberating. Find ways to share responsibilities and make life less overwhelming. Think about those little things that eat up your time but aren't essential. Maybe there's someone who could help with grocery shopping, laundry, or even just brainstorming ideas for a project. Sharing the load can free up space for the things you truly enjoy. And finally, be kind to yourself. This is probably the most important takeaway of all. Building a healthy work-life balance is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be times when you feel like you're rocking it, and there will be times when you feel completely off-kilter. It's all part of the process. Just remember to celebrate your wins, learn from your setbacks, and always keep striving towards a life that feels fulfilling and balanced. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a marketing manager at a busy tech startup. She's ambitious, driven, and really good at her job, but lately, she's been feeling the strain. Her workdays bleed into her evenings and weekends, she's constantly checking emails, and she hasn't had a proper night's sleep in weeks. Sound familiar? Sarah finally realizes that this isn't sustainable. She needs to make a change before she burns out completely. She starts by setting clear boundaries. No work calls after 7 p.m., no emails on weekends, and one dedicated hour every day for exercise. She also schedules time for things she enjoys, catching up with friends, reading, trying new restaurants. Suddenly, Sarah finds herself feeling more energized, focused, and happy. Her work performance even improves because she's coming to it with a clear mind and renewed enthusiasm. And that, my friends, is the power of creating a healthy work-life balance. It's not about achieving perfect symmetry. It's about finding what works for you and prioritizing your well-being. So, remember these key takeaways. Define your priorities, set clear boundaries, schedule non-work activities like important meetings, delegate whenever possible, and be kind to yourself throughout the process. Now, go out there and build a life that feels good, inside and out. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little work-life balance inspiration. Together, let's create a world where everyone can thrive both professionally and personally. Until next time, keep it real, and remember, you got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.